Hi, I am in front of Doug Stark, President and CEO of Farm Credit Services of America here at the National Farm Broadcasters Association's annual convention. Doug, tell us about what you guys are doing at FCS Financial in terms of 2012 and the upcoming year 2013.
Well, there's a lot going on in agriculture right now, so certainly the drought and the weather occupied most of producers' minds throughout this year. Unfortunately, we had crop insurance, which was a great safety net, and that leads into obviously the farm bill and the debt and deficit and getting something done there. So it's been an interesting year, a challenging year in a lot of regards, but at the same time, producers are doing well, and there's some really good opportunities out there in agriculture, and we're seeing that. And the farm credit system is really doing a good job of stepping up and financing producers where they need credit to expand and grow and buy land, in some cases at record prices, and in other cases where we need to support them because they're impacted by the drought and by higher feed costs, we're able to do that as well.
Let's talk specifically about the drought that we have experienced the past 2 years across the country, and when it comes to crop insurance. What have you guys done to help your consumers, your producers out there, and how many people have been affected by this of your consumers?
Well, certainly, our producers across the country have used crop insurance, and the Farm Credit System is actively involved in selling crop insurance to producers. And the neat thing about that is we're out there to do it for the benefit of producers. So we structure their policies right. We do them that fits their need. It's not as a financial services cooperative. We're not in it for the personal profit that our agents make. We're in it for the benefit of those producers. So that's a key thing that we we're doing to help them out as well. And the other thing is around the crop insurance area is we're actively involved in lobbying and just telling the story of the needs for producers when we go back to Congress and are on the Hill. And so both our boards of directors, producers, as well as our staff are involved in making sure we tell that story.
What is the future? What does the future hold for your consumers and for Farm Service of America?
Well, we think it's a really bright picture in agriculture overall. I mean, if you look at the global basis, there's a consumption of food, and the improved diets around the world is really demanding more food and really food and products that are grown right here in America. And so that's really creating some great opportunities for our producers because exports are strong, prices are strong. Profits are reasonably good, and so we're seeing producers expand, grow their operations, buy more land, upgrade their equipment. And because of this significant investment, it really requires a lot of financing. And so the capital needs in agriculture are really extraordinary today, and that's where strong lenders like the Farm Credit System is really important to help these folks out.
Well, thank you again, Doug. Talking again with Doug Stark, President and CEO of Farm Credit Services of America, I am Jamie Johansson.